T-H. What does that spell? Death, 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 death.
Trifecta time. First time in 2026. Time for us to remember those who have recently passed away. And boy, there is a full room. By taking a moment to consider how much they mattered and whether they have the credentials to gain one of those three-bedroom apartments in the sky. Deej, where are we?
Looking to close out room 601, currently occupied by Tom Hicks and Dick Cheney.
Wow.
Well, we welcome, I think Tom Hicks's actual memorial, public memorial, is today at the Meyerson. So he died a long time ago. Indeed. We welcome Donovan Lewis, our seventh Supreme Court justice, to the
Hello,
stage.
Hello, Hardline.
How you doing, bud?
Great. How are you?
What's up, Donnie Dew?
Well, Donnie Dew, today we try to induct a man who died in incredibly awful terms. That is the great Rob Reiner.
This Thank is the you. Writer of Spinal Tap, right?
Indeed.
And director.
Oh, my goodness.
Well.
Need a lot of convincing this way.
All right. Well, let's get to the nuts and bolts of it.
Here we go. Think he'll get along with Dick Cheney? Sure.
Maybe. You know, Dick changed a lot in his later years.
I don't think
Tell me about it.
Yeah.
Happens when you get older.
It does. So his dad, of course, is the famous Carl Reiner, who created the Dick Van Dyke Show, and Carl Reiner is one of the most
Have a hot Carl.
Influential, famous TV humans of the previous century.
So he's like an OG Nepo baby.
Yeah, I mean, you could look at him that way, but as Norman Lear, the great Norman Lear, was trying to cast for All in the Family, he loved what Rob Reiner brought to the table and ends up casting him as the son-in-law to Carol O'Connor's Archie Bunker. And that was the show of the 70s. Hell, you could make the case that's a top, what, four or five show of all time on TV. The argument could be made there. He won two Emmys playing Meathead as the hardcore liberal who was always arguing with his stepdad, Archie, and
father-in-law.
Father-in-law and his poor mother-in-law trying to keep peace the whole time, and Sally Struthers as his wife. And I find it hard to believe, and Donovan, I don't know if you're in the same boat. Bob wasn't because he wasn't TV'd back then, but man, I watched a lot of All in the Family as a kid.
Oh, I did too. My parents loved it.
Yeah.
Loved it.
So I did not. My parents didn't watch it. I was not aware of it.
They didn't watch it?
No.
So have you not consumed it at all?
Not really.
Oh my God. It's so great. The topics that they tackled back in the day, it was so insane.
It was.
It really was. There's not a
When
chance.
Edith almost got sexually assaulted.
Yes. Yes.
With the Jeffersons as the neighbor and even Sammy Davis Jr. as the guest, that's probably the most popular episode of them all.
I think
so. When Sammy Davis visited.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is kind of ridiculous that somehow he ended up there. But still, it was an awesome show. It won a million Emmys. And yes, Rob Reiner was right at the center of it. And he was awesome. And he spent time in the writer's room and trying to learn things behind the scenes because he knew that he wanted to be a director at some point, although he continued to act. And then 5 years after the show ended, he had this idea, or Christopher Guest and he had this idea, to make a movie called This is Spinal Tap, a mockumentary about the infamous Spinal Tap fake band that was past its prime, and it became one of the biggest cult classics of all time.
Invented the genre.
100% invented the genre. I heard Jack Black say the other day, he's like, there's no Tenacious D without that.
No.
Like, everything we do is stolen right from Spinal
Half
Tap.
Half the sitcoms on TV right now would not exist
right,
without that format.
Right, the single camera, right in your face and all that. So he does Spinal Tap. It's a huge hit. He does The Sure Thing, which was a John Cusack movie. And then it was hit after hit after hit. He directed The Princess Bride, which 40 years after the fact is still shown to, I want to say, every set of kids that are out there. I mean, my kids consume that at a very young age. It's great.
I love it.
Oh, my God, man. That is one of the funniest slash goofiest slash sweetest movies
yeah.
ever made.
It's a great one.
And just the smallest things, like this, when they're having the wedding and the priest is, Mowage.
Yes.
Like just a throwaway, but it's so funny.
Yeah, so many goofy things. After he did that, he was a bona fide superstar. He did Stand By Me, directed Stand By Me, which was a monster coming of age hit in the mid 80s. River Phoenix.
Yeah.
Which we all saw, right? Like, you didn't see Stand By Me?
I did not.
Did you see The Princess Bride?
I did not.
Oh my God, dude.
Whoa. Are you serious? Princess Bride? I'm
100% serious.
It's overrated.
Hey.
No, it's not, you jackass.
Shut up.
Who said that?
Lando. It's not overrated. It's brilliant.
I mean, it's got to be in like the right genre, like family movie. You can't build it up to get your bros over here. You're going to love this.
Bro. Yeah.
Yeah, Lando's like Fred Savage in the movie. Like, this is dumb. It's about princesses and love. I hate it.
Right. You were Fred Savage back in the day. And by the way, that was Fred Savage's first role, which he is, you know, had a really nice tribute to Rob Reiner after the fact for picking him out of a crew of 1,000, I think. Then he went on to do When Harry Met Sally. Again, a massive, massive hit. Then he went on.
I saw that one.
Okay. Then he went on to do Misery, based on the Stephen King novel with Jimmy Caan and...
Yes.
Man.
Kathy Bates.
Kathy Bates. That movie, I've seen that in the last 2 years. Beyond holds up still. It's frightening as hell. What a magical character Kathy Bates had. It was unbelievable.
With Peter Griffin as her body double.
With Peter Griffin as her body double, yes. It's a good reference. A Few Good Men was done right after that. I mean, dude, think about these movies that he did.
Yeah, the stylistic shifts that he is able to make.
Yeah. And really, you can't even... And DJ pulled these cuts. You can't even... The famous lines that are still quotable from the Rob Reiner collection, you can't even introduce American film without playing these cuts. And
on the ticket.
I'll have what she's having.
I mean, that line is, will live in infamy forever after the Meg Ryan orgasm, her fake orgasm that she had in the, and by the way, Rob Reiner's mom that issued that line. He got his mom to do that line.
Oh.
Not the orgasm, yes.
I thought it was his mom, like, with the voice dub over of the orgasm.
No. That was his mom saying,
that'd be really weird.
That would be really weird.
This line?
My mom, I've heard it before, so could you do that again on tape?
You want answers? I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth!
You can't handle the truth!
I mean, as campy as that line became back then, everyone was using it, you know, in like water cooler situations. That is one of the most iconic lines in all of film.
Yo, for real.
Dude, it's so... And how awesome was that scene if you were in the theater watching that and had no idea what was going on when he finally just admits to it all. And,
right, he finally got him to break.
And Tom Cruise is staring at him like, oh my God!
I didn't expect you to take the bait!
Yeah.
I just wish they would give more to the speech afterwards, and then when he finally broke. Like, that feels like that's way better than the you can't handle the truth line. But that's what's, it stuck.
Yes,
so.
That was the one. That was the catchphrase. This.
Always bet on black.
That's not from Rob Reiner.
That's a good one. Yeah.
Exactly. What we do is if we need that extra push over the cliff, you know what we do?
Put it up to 11.
11, exactly. One louder.
Why don't you just make 10 louder and make 10 be the top number and make that a little louder?
These go to 11.
It's quite brilliant.
Number one. It is. Donovan, I'm just so upset that you found no humor in that whatsoever.
I can't give anything to you for that movie, man. It's just so bad.
It's one louder. So is that what?
One louder.
Donnie, did something about Mary completely rip that off with the 7-minute abs and the 6-minute abs? Is that pretty much the exact same joke?
Yeah.
No, you can't do. No, not 6. What are you, crazy?
Kind of, yeah. Yeah, it kind of did. Another one? Oh, that's it. Okay. But yeah, he. As revered as he is as a Hollywood god, I think he's underrated. I really do. I think Rob Reiner's career, especially knowing that he was on one of the biggest shows in television history, winning awards for that, and then rolled right in and instantly became the godfather of a genre, and then made all these other movies that are just so incredibly quotable, continued to act all along the way. You know, most recently he was in The Bear. He did all these things. Wasn't he in Curb? Did he just have Larry? Yeah, he was in, I mean, he was just great. He was in The Wolf of Wall Street, which I loved him in. Just everything he touched seemed to turn to gold, and of course,
that first son.
He was murdered by his mentally deranged son, and his wife. Yeah.
Way to go.
Yeah, so not that great. All right. Lando, is he in?
He's in, yes.
Deej?
Sorry, Donovan, he's in.
Ham?
Worthy.
Ham?
Worthy.
Oh, he's not speaking?
He's using me to speak for himself.
Okay, I don't understand that.
Why?
Donovan, can you fight through Spinal Tap to understand how great...
Of course.
Okay.
If it's just all in the family and a few good men, he had good movies. I know it may offset it with Spinal Tap, but I can... I can handle it.
That hurts me in my heart.
I know. You just got to let it go. There are things that some people just don't like. And we got to understand that.
Yeah.
Yeah. The great Rob Reiner is in.
In.
And I give him credit, too, because he always kept the little side things of his hair, unlike you.
He leaned into it. Well, yeah. I've never had them.
I know. I don't know why. Well, I think it'd be awesome.
Maybe a tribute is in order.
You have the side things in your hair. You just haven't grown them out.
Yeah.
And Donovan, you have it.
How do you have them? I have them also.
Yeah, maybe both of
you
guys should do the Rob Reiner.
Why don't you speak for yourself, Donovan? Maybe I don't have
it. Well, I've seen your head. I know you have them. You just shave it all.
I can see it right now.
I can see the ghost of your Rob Reiner on your head right now.
Don't claim you've seen my head.
Can we paint Rob Reiner's face on your head?
What a weird tribute.
I'm more of a Ron Washington than a Rob Reiner.
We know.
Me too.
We know. All right. Congrats to Rob Reiner. Donovan, thank you very much.
Congrats, all right, gentlemen. To Rob Reiner.
Well, not so much the end, but just the career that he had. The career that he had.